Good morning, everyone. My name is Dennis Pennington. I work for Michigan State University Extension, and I'm a weed extension specialist there. So what I wanted to do is just talk to you a little bit about a software program that I've come to kind of like as far as setting up on-farm research trials. A good portion of my job involves working with farms and setting up these research trials and collecting data out there. And with some of the new technology that farmers have, it makes our life a whole lot easier, but you still got to know how to run it and how to set it up and whatnot. So there's a number of different GIS platforms that you can use. There's SMS Advanced, there's FarmWorks, there's ArcView or ArcGIS, and the one I've just come to like this one because it's tailored to agriculture. Sometimes things are a little bit easier in ArcView. But overall, I found that I like this one the best, and that I can export prescription maps and whatnot to any controller that's out there and whatnot. So I'll try to just give you a quick overview of using SMS. So why do we do it? There's a number of reasons. I've heard a lot of those in a bunch of different talks here this week. Most farms have yield monitors. They have variable rate technology capabilities. RTK accuracy is improved, so the accuracy of collecting our data and repeatability of going back to the same location in the field is greatly improved. And we're going to find out from some response by farmers, it just takes less time and it's easier for them to do. So when you go out to a farm and you're laying out a plot, there's a number of things you need to consider. The first thing I always look at is what's the size of the field, how much of that field is usable for research plots, so is there a wet hole you need to stay out of, is there a fence row or a stone pile out in the middle. Just get an idea of what the size of the area that you have to work with for plots. You need to know what the application width is, whether it's a dry fertilizer spreader, a sprayer, or whatever it is that you're applying, and then what's the width of the combine header, because if those things don't match up in increments, you're going to have a combine pass that is in two plots at the same time. So you just got to figure out how to deal with that and think about that up front. Traffic patterns are important. If you're in wide row crops, that's not so much of an issue. For me, I work in wheat, which is a narrow row crop. If I drive down with a sprayer or a fertilizer applicator after the crop is up, I've got to make sure I deal with that with the yield map. Then you got to think about how many replications you need to get statistically significant data, and then plot orientation. So what I'm going to do is I'll talk to you just a little bit about or show you one example of a plot that I have set up, and then I will actually run through an example of how to do it. So this is a plot on a wheat crop planted last fall at the Haskin Farm in central Michigan. You can see the field boundary in green around here. These are the plots. I've got 16 individual plots. They are 70 foot long by 650 feet wide. And the direction of planting and spraying was north-south. Notice I oriented the plots east and west. The reason for that is because when I do that, I have uniform traffic patterns in each of those plots. So those dash lines are the sprayer tracks, and those are centered 90 foot on center. And then the combine passes, the combine had a 30 foot header. So you can see that each of the combine passes. So you got three passes for every sprayer width. But because I have uniform traffic in all of these plots, I don't have to deal with keeping track of, all right, this pass with a combine header had wheel tracks, the one next to it did not. So that's the reason for orienting them the other way. I did learn something. I made these only 70 foot long. That's too short. And I'll show you why here in a second. This had four treatments. I've created three prescription maps for that. There's a nitrogen map, a fungicide, and a plant growth regulator. You can see the treatments in each of these individual plots. So the red one had a target rate of zero, and then the green boxes had a target rate of 22 gallons the acre, and you can just see which individual plots got sprayed in each of the different. So it's three different passes with a sprayer across the field. So how do I create those maps in SMS? I've got a video recorded here that'll show us an example. In this example, we're going to apply urea with five treatments with five rates of just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 application or pounds per acre with four replications. So as this plays, I'm going to try to talk to you about what I'm doing. So in SMS, you first got to pick your field and then create the map. Once you do there, you've got to create a new layer, and first we have to create the plots, so you do that as a new soil sampling layer. You choose that option, and then it'll bring up a dialog box. You walk yourself through there. It's asking you if you got the right field selected and so on. And then you plug in the dimensions of your plots, and here I did 120 by 300. It creates this entire grid for the whole field. Now, I don't need that many plots in the field, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to select, remember I said 20 plots, 5 treatments times 4 replications, so I need a total of 20. I just selected them. I can inverse the selection, get rid of all the extras, and then I'm going to reselect this, and I'm going to move those plots over in the field where I want them. I'm going to tuck them kind of right up in here. And then when you're done with that, you save that. You got to select your grower, farm, field, the year, the operation, so on. You hit OK and close it. And then you have now the map that shows where the plots are located within the field. The next thing is to create the actual prescription layer, which, as we said, we're going to apply urea at 5 rates. We follow through the prompts here. We got a dry fertilizer prescription. Target rate will be mass, and our rate unit will be in pounds per acre. So we're going to hit next. Here is where I tell it how many levels I want to put in there. So I created 5 ranges, and I'm just going to, for this example, put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as my rates. You'd plug in whatever rate you would want to use in there. And then when this is all done, I'll hit next, finish, and then what it'll do is it'll bring up a map where I can now assign my rates to the individual plots that I created. So I hit the little bucket to paint it, and I choose the rate, and you go through here and you just paint the plots that get each rate. And I have to do your randomizations ahead of time so that you know which of those individual plots get each rate. You have to do that ahead of time, and you know that. So, but basically in here you just use this paint bucket, and you paint the rates where they're supposed to go. So once you get that done, you just save this file. You got your grower, farm, field in the year, the operations, the dry fertilizing prescription. Remember I said this is a urea, so I go select urea as my product and hit close when I'm done here. And then now you have a map of your, or a prescription for your urea at those 5 rates that you can then export that file to a controller. The farmer can then put that into their spreader. And then go out there and drive this field and put, and it'll automatically adjust the rates as they go from one plot into the next. So after that, then we would collect the yield data from that, and then query the data. So one of the things that I ran into this is the 28% application map. We used a 1 second look ahead. You can imagine a sprayer going across the field at 10 to 12 mile an hour. When the rate change, or the controller calls for a rate change, it takes 2 or 3 seconds for it to actually charge the boom and change the rate. Well, you can see I'm getting this pattern of where it didn't turn on and off exactly right on my plot border, so I've got to adjust for that and deal with that in the yield monitor file. So I grabbed the yield monitor or yield map, and then I selected just the plot area, which is all these 16 boxes here. I just deleted the rest of the yield map points in that field. And then if you zoom in on this little boxed area down here, you can see this is my plot border line here. And remember the sprayer map where I didn't have it turned on and off, the sprayer just exactly at the border. I deleted those yield data points in the area here, so that way I don't have any of those confounding yield points where I'm not sure if it got the rate or it didn't get the rate. So I just eliminate that. And then the next step in SMS, you can create a query that basically it goes in there and says, all right, for all these yield points in plot one, what was the yield? And in this particular query, I told it to tell me, I get my pointer up here, to give me the average dry yield, the minimum and the maximum yield, the moisture, and then the area for all 16 of these plots. This would then be the data that I would then plug into SAS and determine that I have a statistically different or treatment differences in my means. So that's kind of the basics of how I use SMS to run these programs. Farmer response has been actually quite positive. We reduced the amount of time required to execute the plot. There was no need to go out and flag and mark out the field, although I did, but it was a good chance for me to get some exercise. I found I didn't need it, and it was actually a waste of time. But Plots were harvested on the fly with the rest of the field. There was no need to harvest a strip here and then go down into the middle of the next plot and harvest a strip and then come back and clean up. They just harvested it just like they normally would. So there's some quotes there from some of the farmers. One guy said it was a no-brainer. Another guy said, I never thought about doing this before. And this is a great idea. So lessons learned. Determining the minimum size of your research plot is important. 70-foot. My length of 70 foot was not enough because I had them oriented the opposite direction. If I had them oriented the same direction, then I wouldn't have had that issue. But then I'd have to keep track of my traffic pattern in the field as well. So assessing the accuracy of the correction signal is important. We had one sprayer where they had the RTK beacon on the sprayer. Before we headed into the field, they came and took that beacon off and gave us the WASP beacon, and they put that one on their planter. So now you have a 3-foot accuracy instead of sub-inch accuracy. Make sure you troubleshoot the monitors to make sure that they'll accept the prescriptions. You don't have issues when you actually go to the field. And then obtaining the yield monitor data and actually doing the analysis of it does take some time. So I'm going to skip this. Does anybody have any questions about... Yes, sir.
So if a grower is using an 8-inch line, is there any way to match up those plots with their AB?
I have struggled with that. The question is if a farmer is using an AB line, is there a way to make that match up? I have not found a way in SMS to set a heading for the direction there. However, when I did start asking most of the farmers I was working with, they set their AB line as 0 or 90 or 270 or the 180. So they're doing it north, south, or east, west primarily. There's not very many farmers that set their own AB line that might have a 1-degree heading or a, 360. Yeah, that has been a challenge. So, and for me, like lining up where the plots are in the field, because I usually try to have a spray perimeter around the outside, and I want to keep my plot inside of that. So, yeah. Yes?
You mentioned it, but just a comment that I think just can't be underemphasized to people work with on farm research, and that is your combine length of travel through the plot. What we know about combine flow dynamics and stuff, 70-foot length, it would have to be a huge treatment difference to show up with the mixing issues. And so I know you mentioned it, but for folks thinking about doing this, that can't be underemphasized.
That's why I skipped over this map. This is 120-foot wide by 300-foot plots. So next year's plots will be 300-foot long. So that'll help deal with that.
Well, we should probably wrap up, and let's give the guests a round of applause.